Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Tes Omud Beis, and we're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in Halachos of Netilas Yadayim Simen Kuf Nun Tes. And today we'll have a major kula in terms of the halachos of a vessel to be used to wash Netilas Yadayim. We've been discussing the last couple of days some of the halachos, and today we'll provide a little bit more of an understanding to what type of a vessel can be used, and we'll see that in certain situations there are some kulas over here that are applicable. And Sif Hey, the Mechaber starts off and he says, Kli Shetrilas Tikuno Kach, a kli that from its onset the vessel is made in the following fashion. Sheni yochol lamod below smicha. It can't stand on its own. It's intentionally made originally with, for example, not a flat bottom. It has some sort of a pointy bottom, so it cannot ever stand on its own without being leaning on something else. Vei mishtamshim bo, and it's not intended to be used. It's always intended to be used with this thing that it's leaning upon. So it's never standing on its own. You fill it up and you put it in a stand of some sort, that's the only way it will stand up. So that stand is essential for this kli. Even though the kli itself can't stand up on its own, it is specifically made in this fashion. Choshev shaper kli. This is, in fact, halachically considered a valid kli, and therefore it's perfectly good to use such a kli for Netilas Yadayim. The Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Beis states this, in fact, wrote Shlomar, Shenase mitchila lishtamish bo aide smicha. The kli was intentionally made this way to use it with the thing that it's leaning upon, and therefore it's a valid kli to do Netilas Yadayim. We were talking in the previous shurim, yesterday and the day before, where the kli wasn't intentionally made for this type of usage. It subsequently had this type of usage and it couldn't stand on its own. And that's why this halacha in hay is a bit cooler compared to the halachas that we brought down earlier. In any event, the Mechaber continues and he writes, Lefikach, therefore, a similar related din, kli shumoli nekovim, a vessel that has holes at the bottom of it, mitachtov, underneath it, upiv tsar lemala, and has a very narrow top. And therefore, through physical principles. If you put your finger over the top and you don't allow the air to come out of the top, it will create some sort of a suction that won't allow the water to drip out through the bottom. The water can't leak through the holes in the bottom of this utensil. When you remove your fingers, then the water can go out, that suction is no longer there, and the water can leak out through the bottom. So this type of a kli, mutu li to mimenu, one is permitted to wash Netilas Yadayim with such a kli, afa pishe no machzik klum, even though if you don't stop her off the top, if you don't put your hand over the top, the suction won't be there, and the water will drip right out, so the kli can't hold anything. Nevertheless, kivan sh'asru l'kabola b'inyan zeh, since this kli is intentionally made in this fashion to hold the water when you're, so to say, plugging up the top, and when you unplug the top, then the water will come out. So since that's the function and the utility of this type of a kli, that's its purpose from day one, v'zeh ikar tashmisho, and that's the way this kli is used. Also, nikra kli, this is also called the kli in this situation, and therefore one would be permitted to use this kli for Netilas Yadayim. Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Gimel explains, he named Mistima as a Mechaber, from the fact that the Mechaber doesn't mention anything specific over here other than what we just said. Mashma, he holds, the Ein Chiluk Bein Nekovim Kitanim Ligdolim. It doesn't make a difference the size of the holes at the bottom of this kli, whether they're large holes or small holes, as long as the water is contained inside of them when you're plugging up the top of the kli, so the bottom, the water won't run out, so it doesn't make a difference whether these are large holes or small holes. From the fact that the Mechaber doesn't mention they have to be large or small holes, he implies that it doesn't make any difference. As long as the water doesn't come out, then this is considered a valid kli. The whole, since, when you're plugging up the top, you have your finger over the top and creating the suction so that the water can't drip out from the bottom, and the water, in fact, doesn't go out from the bottom, mikre shaper kli, this is, in fact, called a valid kli, and therefore, the choshe l'netila, it is perfectly permissible to use such a kli to wash Netilas Yadayim. The Mishneh Berurah adds, ulefize, therefore, who are then believer? This would be true for a type of kli called a lever. In the Targum on the bottom of the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, he brings down in footnote number 2 that this is a kli sheesh lo shnei pios. This is a utensil that has two openings, two sides, faces to it. Echad lemala, one at the top, the echad lemata, one at the bottom. So this type of a kli called a lever, shalonu, our type of kli called a lever, the Mishneh Berurah says, sheesh rak nekev echad rochav lemata. It has one wide opening at the bottom, b'mokim yitzias hamayim, where the water goes out. And when you unplug the top, when you take your finger off the top, that removes the suction and allows the water to come out. The water flows out. There's one big hole at the bottom. this is still good. Gamkin mutter. This is perfectly good based upon this idea that the Mechaber did not distinguish between a small hole or a large hole. So this type of a kli called a lever, which doesn't have a lot of small little holes at the bottom, it has one big hole at the bottom, and the water is held in there because of the suction, and when you release the suction, the water comes out. That is a perfectly good kli, according to the Mechaber, to wash the Tilas Yadayim. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down Avo Miloshen HaRambam, which is brought for Huva B'Taz. The Taz brings down the Rambam, and from the language of the Rambam, it's clear, it's mashma, that Dafka Kishanakovim Shemehen Yotzin HaMayim Him Dakim Yot. The only time such a kli that has these holes at the bottom is considered good, according to the Rambam, as brought by the Taz, is that if those holes are very small, Dakin Ma'od. In this situation, Sha'av Kishimei Sira Etzba Ein Yotzim Amayim Machmazir Rak Ma'at Ma'at Bi'ichu Godo. In this situation, because the holes are small, when you do remove the suction, when you take your finger off the top and the air pushes the water down now, and the water can come out the holes, since the holes are very small, it will only drip out a little bit at a time, and it will be delayed, it won't just fall all the way out, like the lever, as we just talked about, then it's good according to the Ramban. However, avo kishan kovim him gdolim, if you have very large holes, osur, it would be not acceptable. And certainly, because a believer shalanu, this kli that we mentioned that has one big hole at the bottom, that would be osur according to the Rambam, as brought down by the Taz. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Bir Halacha for a further discussion of this. If you look in the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Masko, Moli Nekovim, so the Mechaber writes, to look in the Taz and the El Yeraba, that bring down the name of the Marshal, Shadaito Lahachmir Bechol Titros, that the Marshal's opinion was that you shouldn't be allowed to use for Netilas Yadayim this kli called a titros. If you look in the Targum at the bottom, he brings down that this titros, who kli hamoli nekovim shishchir mechaber. This is the kli that the mechaber is talking about that has a lot of holes in it. He says you shouldn't use this Netilas Yadayim. Umikol makam, however, lemaisa, near the Yesh Lismoch al Shulchan Aruch. He says, practically, however, we don't paskin like this Marshal, we paskin like the Mechaber, who says you can use a kli that has a lot of holes. And this is the Psak, in fact, of the Rosh and the Tur, who agree that you can be Mekel over here. And this is also the opinion of the Rebbeinu Yerucham, in the name of various Mefarshim. However, the Chofetz Chaim in this Bir Halacha continues, and he says, if the Nekovim are Gedolim, if the holes are in fact are large holes, and certainly, O believer Shalanu, or in this large single hole at the bottom, then the Chofetz Chaim Paskin is near the Yesh L'Hachbir L'Chatchila. L'Chatchila, we Paskin like the Taz in the name of the Rambam, that you shouldn't use such a thing L'Chatchila. However, the implication is, B'di'evit, it would be good if there is extenuating circumstances or no other choice. And indeed, the Deershut footnote number 31 brings down that the Chazon Ish held, even though he agrees with the Mishnah Berurah, you should be machmir not to use this kli that has a lot of large holes in it. He writes, however, for the lever, yesh lahaka, one can be makel. And he explains in the Chazon Ish why this is so, ayin sham. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat and Chav Dalet, and he says, you could use such a kli according to the Mechaber, dahinu, shemesir etzba, when you remove your finger from the top, therefore the air pressure now can push the water out, b'mayim yotzim lamata, and the water goes out through the bottom holes. This is acceptable. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down Kosu Achronim, the Ein Li Toyodov Me Akli Shekorin Giskin. The Achronim bring down that another type of kli called the Giskin. If you look in the Targum at the bottom of the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, footnote number 5, he says this is some sort of a kankan, some sort of a jug. Derech Hadad, you shouldn't use this Giskin, this jug, when you pour out the water through the spigot, the dad. That literally means a breast, so it means over here, the area where the water will actually come out, the spigot over here, you shouldn't pour the water that you're doing the Tilas Yadayim through this spigot. And this is when you're talking about when this is like a semicircle that you pour the water out through, and when you're doing the Tilas Yadayim, you shouldn't use this spigot. You should, in fact, pour the water out through a different part of the kli, as he now explains. He says, "V'davka shadad gavoa misofer shel kli." You have basically an uneven type of a kli. The walls on one side are higher than the walls on the other side, and the dad over here is on the higher side. So, and therefore, you shouldn't pour the netilas yadayim through the dad, because on the other side the wall is lower, and there is essentially not having the name of a kli on the area above the lower lip. And therefore, the dad, which is on the higher side, is above the level line of the lower lip, and therefore, it's not considered able of holding water. So when you're pouring out through this dad, you're actually not pouring out through the kli. You're pouring out through something that's not called the kli, and therefore, it's no good. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, U'mishum de'ena kli machzik ha-mashkeh rak ad ha-sofa, because it only holds water up until the lower lip. L'chein me'asofa l'mala, from the higher side, from the level of the lower lip, upward on the highest side, it's not called the kli. Ain shame kli oleha. And therefore, don't pour out through the dad, which is on the higher side, but pour the water out over the lower lip side. However, but if the dad is even, it's a kli that has a level top surface. So the opening for the dad is at the same level as the opening for the other side. So it doesn't make a difference which way you pour it. You can pour it out whichever way you want, either on through the dad or through the other side, because they're both exactly level. It has the shame of a kli all the way up until there, and therefore it doesn't make a difference which side you pour it out from. Let's say the spigot, this hole over here, is lower than the top level. So then you must pour it out through the dad. Then you can't pour it out through the higher, now open end side, but you have to pour it out through the other side, the lower side where the dad is. Because in this situation, the water is not considered being in the kli except up until the dad, because above that it's going to flow out through the dad. And therefore you can't pour the water out the other side. Nimtza. Because, as I just mentioned, on the other side, above the dad, that's not called the kli as well. This is the psak that the Mishnah brings down, but then he says, in the name of the Mati Yehuda, yesh mikilin bezeh. There are those that are mekon, so you can pour it out whichever orifice you want to pour it out through, whichever opening you want to pour it out through. Then the Mishnah says, that whole discussion that we just had, should you be machmir or not be machmir, that's only in a situation where the dad is like a semicircle over here. If the dad is more like a pipe, a long, so to say, spigot that is pouring out, imagine something like a water container when you're watering a garden, and it has a long spigot that flows out from the kli, shekorin shnutz. I think that means something like a nose. Even though this spigot comes out above the kli, well above where the water can go, so one might have thought if you compare it to the dad, that's not called the kli. Nevertheless, Mashmim Morgan of Rom, the Mutulitol Abderach Hadad. The Morgan of Rom seems to imply that that was still called part of the kli, and you could pour it out through this spigot as opposed to having to pour it over the side or the lip of the utensil. The issue footnote number 32 brings down that the Chazon Ish disagrees with this. He says, I don't understand over here why they're makel over here in this situation and they're machmir in the dad situation. You should be makel and machmir in both. They're the same exact din. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah himself says, V'yesh osrim derech hadad. The Mishnah Berurah over here says that there are those that don't permit you to pour the water out through this long neck spigot construction. The Deir Shifuna number 33 brings down that since we don't understand why you should be makel in this situation, as he explained, it's not considered a kli above that point, so he doesn't allow you to use the long neck over here if it's above the level of the kli, as well as the dad that's above the level of the kli. The footnote continues and brings down that the Machzik Bracha and the Ben Ish Chai disagree with this. Brings down in many countries that they were permitting you to use this. Nevertheless, since there's a machlokas over here, the Shelus Achuvus Olitzion says better not to use the dad, better to pour it out through the lip, whichever one is lower. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah adds, and he says, Hagah, the kol shekain, kli sheyesh bo barzel amachta. Certainly a kli that has a spigot towards the bottom of the kli. Imagine this is like an urn that has towards the bottom of the kli the opening to let the water out. So this type of kli, the Ramah says, Hoel umitchila nasa lekabel ayide kach. Since this was intentionally made in this fashion to go and pour out the water through this low-lying spigot, and there is the essence of this utensil is to collect the water this way and have it come out the spigot, so this would also be perfectly good for netila shadayin. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf Hei explains and expands, and he writes, Hainu masha korin tzapin. This type of a kli, which I mentioned would be similar to some urns that have the low-lying spigot in it, he calls this a tzapin, which in the footnote number 7 at the bottom in the Targum, it's written that this is a braz, which would be a spigot. O masha korin hand pas, which the Targum at the bottom in number 8 says, is a chavis kitan hanisas biyad, is a small container that's normally carried by a person in their hand. Sheyesh lo yosei milamata, has some sort of a peg at the bottom, which holds the water in. And when you want to let the water out, doche hayosei, you push the peg aside, lamalo, you push it up, the nishbach hamayim, and the water flows out through the bottom. So this is similar to this case of the barza that we spoke about. You have to be very careful. Every time you're pouring it out, you have to be careful to close it up again in between. When you're pouring the two times in your hands, there has to be a break in between. It can't just be one big pouring, as we'll learn in Sif Tes, in an upcoming shiur. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Samach Beis that says Kishenotel Mehan Pes, when you take this this cup or whatever this is that we're mentioning over here that has this peg at the bottom, Tzorich Lito Revius Vavasachas Aliyad, should make sure to pour an entire Revius at a single moment on the hand, and this way you won't have to worry about that maybe you'll touch something over here with your wet hands, and that will contaminate or make tameh because you didn't pour on it twice. But if you pour on a revius, as we'll learn over there, that makes it that it's not tameh. All the water, if you pour revius at once, the water isn't tameh. Sivkot and Chavav, the Mishnah Berurah writes that the spigot, the barza, is towards the bottom. Even if it's on the very bottom, it comes out at the bottom, not on the side at the bottom. This hole doesn't ruin it to be called the kli, because that's the way it's made. And won't be permitted to pour on your hands until it's a dime through the spigot, or bein lamala, from the very top, derech piachavis, through the opening at the top. So theoretically, this urn-like structure, if you wanted to pour the water on your hands from the top, or you wanted to just open up the barza and let it flow on your hands that way, either way is perfectly acceptable. The issue footer number 36 brings down that when this barza is open, the spigot is open, and the water comes out on your hand, so the Chazon Ish cautions, she'ein not lumi piachavis. Then you can't use pouring out the water from the top, because that no longer is considered a kli while the barza is open. And one should be careful to make sure that the barza is totally closed, that none of the water is dripping out over there, otherwise you can't pour it out from the top. Sivkot and Chav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ho l'mitchila nasa, that's the whole purpose of this kli over here, so it's good. V'adinim nasa nekev b'kli hamavato mishem kli. And this would be true if subsequently after a kli was made, it got a hole at the bottom, and you then, the tikin shom barzu l'shtam is derech shom, and you plug it up with a barza. So that is choshiv gam kein ki'ilu nasa mitchila l'kach, even though it wasn't originally made that way, but since you corrected it, this correction is now called as if you originally made it this way, and that would still be good. Kiven sh'atu yichid abarza, because now you're designated the barza to plug in that hole, and therefore that's as if you're constructing the kli from its beginning to have this barza. Nasa kli, aydeze. And Magen Avraham says that this is a perfectly good kli, and one can wash the tilis a dime with this. Sivkot and Chavches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the kabal aydei kach, the barza was put in at the bottom, and that's the way the kli was made. Rotsa lomar, aydei habarza, by putting in the spigot, shetochuv shon, that you stick into the utensil, machzik hamayim shalo yishavku derech hanekev, that won't come out through the hole. And it's proven from the Achronim over here. The Bechli Shel Cheres is talking about an earthenware kli. Tzoroshia Barza Mehudekes. When it's an earthenware kli, you have to make sure that the barza is very tightly put in over here. Shloye Minatev is derosham, that the water can't leach out or slip out around it. Diminatev Tiftif. If water does drop out around this barza, it's not sealed well. Lo Odif Milu Loyosham Barza. Then it's no better than if there was no barza over there because the water's coming out. So it's as if there's no barza cloud. And then you wouldn't even be allowed to go pour it out through the nekev. It would be usur. Even if there's still a revius left from the nekev to the bottom, because it's not called a kli. By other earthenware, by non-earthenware kelim, mutar litol derech hanekev, then you would be allowed to go and pour out the water through this hole. Im machzik revius v'men olamata. As long as it was still below this hole, a revius is worth of water. Therefore, this hand pass that we've mentioned already before, shalonu shehabarzo bishulei akli malmata, where the spigot was in the bottom of the kli, imenu modekes, if it's not sealed in well, umetatif amayim derech shom, and the water can drip out through the barza even when it's sealed, this batlam lios kli, it no longer has the shame of a kli, achi yisakon, until you fix it, for osu lito mimenu, and you wouldn't be allowed to use this for netilas yudayim. That concludes today's shir.